crouton.
It's Word Salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95BFM.
Hello, Amelia Discreet. How are you?
Hello. I'm all right, hey. I'm pumped. I'm ready.
Pumped and ready for words, for etymology, yeah, on a Wednesday morning. We've all just been talking about how none of us can keep track of actually what day of the week it is, so...
Yeah, Wednesday. I thought we were doing top 10 recap for a second there. We're not.
Hey.
No. It's my other thing I do.
What is our word today, Amelia?
Sorry?
What's our word today?
So, today we're going to be throwing a little bit of shade because every time a certain ad plays, we get texts saying, what does this word mean? And so today, I actually want to talk about a few different art words, but we're going to talk about chiaroscuro.
Chiaroscuro. All right. Yes, I've also seen those texts come through, actually, now that you
mentioned that. I have to say,
I
don't actually know what it means.
I had to Google it.
I mean,
it, so I don't
blame you. Essentially, it comes from the Italian for light, dark.
Okay.
And it basically, it's one of those words that has like quite a really general meaning and then like a really specific meaning depending on like how you want to use it. So in like you can use it just as for talking about shading generally.
Okay. So just getting your light and your dark and your shading. That seems to make sense.
Yeah, just like drawing in some
little
shadows.
The visual
I
have for shading is gorgeous. Cross-hatching, beautiful.
Gorgeous, beautiful,
yeah,
lovely.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous image in my head right now.
Glad to hear it.
I'm glad you're so enamored. It just makes me think of like kind of, you know, like primary school spending ages like trying to copy like Misty from Pokemon and drawing in all the shadows. But like more specifically, if you're talking to a ponce and you want to sound like impressive, it's like it's the very stark kind of difference between light and dark. So you know that thing where you hold a torch under your face?
Oh, yep. To freak your siblings out, yes.
That would be like a chiaroscuro effect because it's like there's a very stark definition between the light and the shadows.
Huh.
It creates a lot of depth and drama.
Nice.
If you like art, you might think of like Caravaggio,
mm-hmm,
or like maybe Vermeer. So I thought, you know, there's not heaps to talk about with chiaroscuro.
It's a good word though.
So I thought, a really nice word.
Can you
so
tell I us how you I'd spell maybe... it? Because I think it's one of those words that, because it's Italian... It looks not necessarily how you think it sounds, that kind of thing. How do you spell chiaroscuro,
so it is
Amelia?
C-H-I-A-R-O-S-C-U-R-O.
There you go. Chiaroscuro. And I have definitely said chiaroscuro before and been razzed about it by someone, which is really mean. You should never razz someone for mispronouncing a word they've read, in my opinion.
I would say you're never going to be saying it as well as someone who actually speaks Italian,
no.
So I wouldn't worry about it too super much. So I'm going to talk about a few other kind of fancy art words that you might want to use to
Hit
impress
us.
People.
Yes.
So a very solid one, impasto.
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 What is impasto?
So it's another Italian one because, you know, they, you know, invented art or whatever. It means... So it means dough, and it refers to the effect when there's like heaps of paint on the painting, and it's like physically deep. So like the thing that people always talk about is
not emotionally deep, just physically.
It's not, yeah, and not like with chiaroscuro where it looks deep, but it's a, here's another art term, trompe l'oeil, which I can't pronounce. It just means trick of the eye.
Okay.
So there's like actual like ridges of paint. It's all thick. Someone's done it with like a knife or like they've laid it on with the brush.
Mm.
And you can kind of see the paint coming off the painting. That's impasto.
Impasto. Nice.
So you might, next time you're in an art gallery, go, ooh, I like the dramatic impasto effect.
That would be a great way to impress someone. You could like, you know, it's like having cue cards on a date or something. It's like that, oh yes, the chiaroscuro in this work is very striking. And then look at them to see if they've like noticed the big word that you've used. Have you got any other weird art words for us?
One that I've got a couple more.
Oh good.
I actually have heaps, but there are a couple more that I've got. I did an art history degree, so.
Excellent. Coming in handy right now on live radio.
Thank you, Auckland University. One that I never understood while I was doing my degree and people used a lot is a German word, unusually. Gestalt.
Gestalt. Yeah, what does this mean? This just sounds like a lovely gestalt. Noise. Gestalt.
It's the German word for like shape, and basically it refers to like the overall effect, the overall like pattern of the work. So you're like, while the individual elements of the painting were, you know, not altogether that impressive to me, it was the gestalt of the work that I found very soothing and artistic.
The overall gestalt. Can you use it in other contexts, so, or does it like have to be art? Could you the meal in its different components was pretty average, but the overall gestalt was very satisfying.
It's pretty much a visual thing.
Okay.
Because, so basically, it's come into English in a bunch of other ways to mean wildly different stuff, like this gestalt psychology things. And so you kind of just want to use it with art, otherwise people might start thinking you're talking about the rabbit duck thing.
Okay, let's not do that. Have you got one more?
But it's
more?
Like, the idea is, okay, yes.
Oh, no, I mean, well, can't tell me the idea.
The idea is that it's like the sum is more than the parts.
Okay, I got that. Yes. That's a good idea.
Okay, so
what's
the
last
one
you got here?
And this is probably the poncyest of all, is ekphrasis.
Ooh, ekphrasis. What does that mean? And where does that come from?
So this is from Greek, and basically it comes from these Greek words that mean to speak the name of an inanimate object. So it used to be like an ancient Greek term just for talking about when you describe a thing.
Okay.
It's like a literary technique where you describe a thing. Like, shall I compare thee to a summer's day?
Okay.
But it's come, it's like now it kind of specifically means describing an artwork. So it's any time in like a book or a poem where they go into depth talking about like an artwork of some kind.
Meta.
It's ekphrasis. So you can be like, oh yeah, I was actually reading Virgil the other day and I was really impressed by the ekphrasis passage that described the shield.
What's that in the original Greek?
Fantastic. Remind us of the four words again, Amelia, just top to tail.
Chiaroscuro, which is like heavy contrast between light and dark. Impasto, which is like thick application of paint. Gestalt, which is the overall pattern or effect of a work. And ekphrasis, which is the literary technique of describing an artwork in detail.
Beautiful. Thank you very much for that, Amelia Discreet. We'll talk to you again
Hopefully
tomorrow.
Hopefully that's useful to someone.
I'm sure it'll be very
Thank
useful.
Thank you so much.
We'll talk to you again tomorrow for the top 10. Ka kite.
Awesome. Bye.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.